Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Over the Threshold. Enjoy. Now, for the induction, I think we're going to do something very simple yet very fun. See, I'm sure you can imagine being at a hypnosis show and looking at me on stage. Who knows, if you guys keep supporting me this well, I might go to the US and do just that. But, in lieu of that, let's just imagine that I stand there on the stage in my nice black Nimja Hypnosis t-shirt, and I just wave my hands around, going to hypnotize all of you. And there's a lot of ways I can do this. There's the simple commands. There's just a nice, relaxing, progressive relaxation induction. And there are many, many other ways. Of course, the most fun is to build on your excitement. Because you're not here alone, are you? You're here together with many, many others. And you're listening to me live, so it's exciting. There's this little different feeling from just listening to a normal recording. I'm right there for you to look at. I'm right there staring back at you. And as you see me staring back at you, you can feel a shiver going down your spine, because you know what's going to happen. It's pretty much inevitable. It's why you're here. It's why you came here. So if you're here for the very reason to be hypnotized, and I'm going to do just that, well, we might as well let it happen. Won't we? See, all I have to do is raise my hands, snap my fingers, and tell you what to do. You might not believe that to be true, but it is. All I'm doing is making it last, stretching the moment further and further until you're practically craving to raise my hand, snap my fingers, and make you. You know the word. You know what I'm going to say. And that makes it even more fun. It makes it a lot of fun to feel that excitement, that expectation. You're not even quite sure why you're here, other than the fact that you enjoy what I do. And that you highly enjoy what I'm about to do. Now, there's all kinds of ways I can do this. I can count down. I can introduce it some way, letting my hands come into frame in the right position. But no, not yet. Just a few moments longer, the anticipation filling your body, the anticipation spreading through your mind and body, as you're ready to just watch my hand raise to make you drop. And it goes so deep. And that drop, that instant where the rest of your mind is just simply gone, is so wonderful. And what I'm going to do is just count you down even further. See, just a simple drop doesn't bring you very deep. Well, maybe after such a tease it does. But I'm going to count you down wonderfully from 10 to 1. And as you sink down in a wonderful, deep trance, I will let you float there for a while before we continue with the next part. So listen to me as I count you down, more and more relaxed, more and more deep, wonderfully calm and open. 10. Feel the relaxation spread further through your body. 9. Going deeper and deeper. 8. Just letting my voice fill your mind and body. 7. Just so wonderfully relaxed. 6. No more thoughts. 5. Just so relaxed. 4. Heavier and heavier. 3. So ready. 2. Drop even deeper. 1. Deliciously blank. And just let yourself enjoy the glow. Just listen. It doesn't matter where you are or how you feel. You're part of this one way or another. You can feel empty and obedient, deliciously warm, and just enjoy the sound and cadence of my voice, guiding you deeper. Of course, before we can start a fantasy, we have to set the scene. Now the easiest place to start a scene like this is at the airport, specifically the airport in Amsterdam. Now this is actually a very big airport and a very busy one. And if you've flown here, you'll have been tired of the long flights. Having a long flight is never easy, and especially if you keep listening to my files the whole way, you'll probably feel quite relaxed. But you'll also feel tired and weary of all the people. Part of you wants to hide away and hope that I'm close. It's a busy, busy airport, and you're almost afraid of being unable to find me. But I'm a resourceful person, and I would make very, very certain that you'd know where to go, how to get there, and that I would know how to find you. So, now that the scene is set, drop and just let yourself relax deeper and deeper, and imagine walking through a busy, busy airport, trying to find me. Now at first, you don't. Because you're worried, you're tired, you're slightly stressed and very nervous. But that's okay. I've taught you to be patient. I've done my best to help you feel less stressed when in a situation like this. So, you take a deep breath, and when you open your eyes again, you see me, smiling. And when you go deeper and deeper into the fantasy, you take those steps towards me. Now, of all the steps you've taken to me in the past, even buying the ticket, this one, these are the most scary. Because it's real and and I am real, standing right there in front of you. And I allow you to come closer. Are you not quite sure of what to do? An awkward hi floating from your lips. And of course, it's very easy. All I do is simply smile, open my arms so I can embrace you, and the whole stress of the flight just washes away. All the tension in your body just melts away in a simple, direct embrace. And there's a reason for that hug. Because there's a time and a place to control you. But it helps. It very, very much helps if you're relaxed. So I make sure that you're wonderfully relaxed, embracing you and letting all the tension melt away, because that is the moment when the control shifts. That is the moment where you realize that you're no longer in control of the moment, but you're following. Before this moment, you had to make so many choices and take responsibility. Getting here, getting through passport control, dealing with people, dealing with airplanes, but now, nothing. Now you simply relax. I am holding you, and I am taking control. The perspective shifts. You're not entirely sure how you ended up at my doorstep, but you're here, in front of my door. And again, there is a threshold, a step that takes you deeper into surrender, further into that place that you love so much. Here, I do show you what your place is. I invite you into my house as a slave. You know that stepping over that threshold means that you obey completely. You know that stepping over that threshold means that I take responsibility, but also will control you, punishing you if you disobey, rewarding you when you do. You're not quite sure where to look, if you want to look up into my eyes or down to the ground. That's okay. I patiently stand in the opening of the door until you're ready to take that step. Because once you're inside of my house, you're mine. And you don't have a choice. Once you're inside my house, I can do anything I want to you. Now, I am not unkind, so I allow you to put down your baggage, take off your coat and shoes, and lead you into the living room. And in the living room, I make you kneel. I look down at you as you're kneeling on the ground, and I ask a simple question. What must you do? And who You know your place. You obey me completely. You listen deeper and deeper, as you didn't even realize that you slipped into a deep trance answering those questions. Moments pass where you're completely unsure of what happened. I must have said things to you, because once you open your eyes again looking at me, you feel different. You feel relaxed. You feel completely at ease with your situation, having surrendered all control to me. Listening to my voice taking you back to that place, still kneeling in my living room, I have just taken you into a very, very deep trance, and I've given some suggestions that you cannot remember. But that's perfectly fine, because I think that you enjoy very much being unable to remember some of the things that I put into your mind. Now I know that you're still tired from the trip, and I propose to allow you a little bit of relaxation my way. I turn on the screen of my big TV, and for a moment it looks innocent enough, the screen of a Chromecast welcoming your eyes, a nice landscape or a random photo. But with very little effort, I change it to show one of my spirals. I remembered your favorite color too, just to make it that much more enticing. I place a chair in front, and I give you one simple command. Sit. Still a little bit fuzzy from having pulled down and up and up and down, you get up from kneeling and sit down on the chair. I have a very good reason not to make you kneel while doing this, and I don't think it'll take you very long to figure that one out. And see, putting you on a chair has an additional advantage, because while the screen draws your attention, the words flashing, taking away your mind, I start tying up your wrists to the chair. You're almost too far gone to even notice, but I take good care to tie them so that you couldn't move them no matter how much you wanted to. And as your wrists are tied down to the chair really well, your mind's still spiraling deeper and deeper into trance, I move down to tie your ankles as well. It doesn't take me long at all. You're sitting perfectly still, just staring at the spiral, the words flashing in front of your face, pulling you in, making you go deeper. And while you're staring, the words are suggesting something that you haven't seen before. See, I have secret word lists, and I can call them up whenever I want to. So with no effort whatsoever, words like touch and aroused are flashing in front of your eyes, and you can't help but be affected. You've been conditioned to listen to me after all, but you can't move. You didn't even realize that I tied down your wrists and ankles. But now that you want to move, now that you want to obey the words flashing on the screen, you can't. And that feels so good. You're pulled in two different directions, the will to obey and being pulled deeper and deeper into trance. The frustration builds up, the desire to submit builds up with it, and that grows stronger and stronger. And the more you realize you're stuck, unable to move, the better you feel, the more submissive you feel. You know I'm right behind you, smiling. You're not quite sure where you are anymore. Just moments ago it feels that you're in an airplane flying, then in a busy state, then on the floor kneeling, and all you know right now is that you're stuck, unable to move, unable to do anything at all but listen to my voice taking you deeper, staring at my words, making you go deeper still. And now the real reason you're on a chair. Because as your mind is swirling with confusion, desire, craving, inability to move, all I do is touch your forehead and make you drop, and you go so blank, so deep, so intensely deep, that you have no idea of what's happening anymore. You have no idea of what's going to happen, of what's happened. You have no idea. And the beauty of it is that these words you won't even remember. These words are so deep in your mind after several layers of induction that you can't help but obey them. And you know me, you know that I like to play, that I enjoy the tease, putting you in your place. I enjoy the wonderful, wonderful tease of making you obey almost without even knowing. So, I'm going to give you a simple suggestion. After I wake you, you won't remember your name. All you know is that you are a slave, and slaves have no name. And this effect will last for a while, but you're going to enjoy it a lot, because whenever you try to think of your own name, the only thing that occurs to you is simply slave. And I'm sure that even though you're not quite aware of how it happens, you'll appreciate the feeling. You will deeply, deeply appreciate the feeling of just being a nameless slave, even if for a moment. in my control, stuck in my possession, being used as a plaything for my entertainment, and yet making very, very sure that you're enjoying every moment of what's happening. So we'll see if you can remember your name, slave. If you remember what your place is. Dropping deeper and deeper. Because your name, slave, is important. It reflects why you're here. It reflects why you are sitting tied down in a chair in a stranger's house. But I am not a stranger. Quite the opposite. In a way, I know you better than anyone, because you surrender your mind to me. You surrender everything to me. So as you're sitting here in my possession, staring at my work, at my words, listening to my voice and my sounds, as you enjoy the fact that your name is slave, I'm going to allow you to enjoy it to the fullest, because even after I count up and wake you, you have no other name than slave for the next hour or few. So enjoy. Enjoy and embrace your name and your place as I count you back up to full awareness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more aware, 7, 8 almost there, 9 and 10 wake.